就告诉我的小男孩强奸他的哥哥，就是亲爱的。这男的名字三杰的，有三杰兄弟就是小男孩。这男的名字三杰。
저 도서 봤다 막 부시도 하지 응? 아 진짜 맞대 막 다시 드시도 아. 비주스 이지사 So better to go back all time, huh? After people make new, at the end they don't know what to make, so they have to go back again, huh? 자, any question? If you have.
아, Kiran Bhatchi, I wanted to just clarify. I may not state it very clearly, but maybe two lessons ago you were explaining to us about the Bodhisattva superiors that have a definite lineage are the ones that, you know, they don't have any more karma and afflictions and that part, explaining how they take on the sufferings of sentient beings willingly and taking rebirth in samsara willingly. So I am just trying to link this information and making sense of it with some of the knowledge that we have been learning previously, for example, in the recent Tathagata essence. So saying that the Bodhisattva superiors that have the predispositions of the levels of the levels of the levels of predispositions of ignorance, that one. So those bodhisattvas have attained liberation, and they no longer have the intellectually... Anyway, they are free in that sense from contaminated karma. However, are we talking then about the bodhisattva superiors, definitely of definite lineage? They are from the 8th to 10th ground bodhisattvas, and this is from the sutra perspective. And they are the ones that have the uncontaminated karma. They are the ones that we identified as being free from karma and afflictions. But however, they still have innate afflictions, and they still have these levels of predispositions of ignorance. So when they take their rebirth willingly, and it is without karma and afflictions, how does this, that long sentence, the predispositions of the levels of ignorance, how does this then affect their karma in that sense of they are still taking rebirth and they still have those kinds of subtle afflictions? So that is one part of my question, what I'm trying to understand. The other part is, this is from the sutric perspective.
This one I didn't get. Exactly what you're asking. I hear something what you say is not correct.
I guess I'm just trying to understand more clearly, because this is, for a long time, this is quite a vast topic. You know, the 10 grounds, and we are given a lot of, you know, with a chart and trying to understand all these things, and personally, just trying to put it together in my own head. So the bodhisattva superior who is liberated is, you know, from the 8th to the 10th grounds. Is this the bodhisattva superior that we are referring to when we are talking about here in the Wheel of Sharp Weapons, the ones who are willingly taking rebirth for the sake of sentient beings, free of karma and afflictions? These are the ones that have no more contaminated karma. They have uncontaminated karma. So I would appreciate if Karen Poche could maybe explain this part in more detail, starting here from the sutra path. The tantric path, I have some other questions, but here just for now, I mean, I'm really would like to understand more how this fits into the whole equation.
Yeah, so then, next one.
Then about Tantra, so how do we then use this information about bodhisattva superiors, that they are willingly taking rebirth to benefit sentient beings, from the tantric perspective, in terms of saying that they utilize afflictions such as attachment and so forth for the benefit of sentient beings. So perhaps this may not be the suitable class to explain, but maybe just a general idea, that does it then differ with the different levels of Tantra? And does it specifically focus on, say, just taking desire into the path? Or let's say that particular bodhisattva superior can, from their side, willingly choose, you know, that they are going to display wrath for the benefit of sentient beings, or just mainly the affliction that they utilize is taking desire on the path. Anyway, it's just generally two things that... Anyway, second one is just basically how does it apply to Tantra? This thing with, you know, maybe more about how to use all these afflictions on the path, whether it's focusing more on desire or there's also anger, you know, hatred... the other side of it. How is it being used? So just those two things.
Oh, yeah. Got it, look at that.
Chop. Tong the chop will come to share. Injila. Gildang the Kanis Gildang.
Chop will come to Kanis Gildang.
So the Injila Kanis Gildang. Not a good seven in the day.
Chopal Lambda Kanis Gildang.
Very nice. Namgidi Kanis Gildang.
Chop will come to
share. As powerful in the power.
I don't know. Huh? Takare dang pasong. Chua tangbo di kare.
Ja.
Chua tangbo. Chua tangbo di kalo su jeshi. Chansen pakwa se si do.
Chansen pakwa di. Chansen pakwa di kare.
Kap di ta, benda ta pagi.
Ma ta besa re, ta besa.
Benda samshin du jawa lemba se di tonda tiri. Benda chansen pakwa lo. Papa jangan tinggal di sini kita saja bawa cuaca tak sesalan ni apa sih kau kira malah, lepas kuala tu sembunyi jawa lembah sehat, kau tu sehat itu, jangan dah ni cembur sedangkan jual, jangan papa ni jahat dia tolong ni, yang cuaca di sini kita pergi, tak apa sahun ni negara kau kira malah hati.
The Bodhisattva superiors they are mentioned in the text those. Who take rebirth willingly? I'm not willingly, but who take rebirth in cyclic existence intentionally, due to the to the force of the prayers, right? This can be any bodhisattva superior, not necessarily those who are just who are on the pure grounds, yeah.
어떻게 다 사당보네 용서했지. 다 이나야 뒤 사당보 어떤 저다 자와 린도가나. 다 내다 님은 자와 냄바를 했으나 말했어. 그 전주 자와 내디 내다 님은 자와 린가 말했어. 어디 숨겨래. 다 자와 내디 간디슬링에서나 다 삼신도 자와 내지 숨겨래. 심지기 된체라. 삼신도 자와 내기 어디 남샤도 숨겨래.
Even the bodhisattvas on the first ground. Take rebirth in cyclic existence intentionally to benefit sentient beings, but their taking rebirth in cyclic existence is not due to karma and afflictions.
What did it? Taganashi, any chance of Papa Toyn Dogala, the Ludi, and the Dogal Dava Mains, what the Sungu Yare, Ben Ludiata, Ben Chance of Papa Yula, and the Dogal Dava, any chance.
And it is said that the bodhisattva superiors do not possess true suffering, that their body is not true suffering, and they don't experience the sufferings of sickness, aging, and death.
어떻게 저도 나는 저 먼저 코알라 자원들도 제가 나시 동안 세지고도 다 대로 제가 나시 동안이 장세법과 톱사도 연구야 말해서 어땠습니까?
Yeah, so usually we talk about the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death. Yeah, so bodhisattva superiors do not experience that.
어떤데 제가 뭐 가르치고 싶어 같이 나왔어. 봤더니 마 안식 다 보기. 가르쳐나. 장사 봐봐 토인도 가도 류디에 얘기를 하신 류스니. 네 손도 와.
And when one becomes a bodhisattva superior, that person's body becomes a mental body. Maybe you know this, right? Whatever that is,
I'm not even. What did it? Just on the name, but it's so rare. That's so. Benata, Johnson Ringet, Zodi, Anishita, Benata, the new moon, Zodi, Cousin Shuana, Shin, Chidun, Pongu Yamaris. 봉미토바다 말해요. 봉거야 말해요. 어디서 말해요?
The Bodhisattva superiors are when they achieve the eighth ground, the afflictions are abandoned. Yeah. So prior to that, the afflictions are not abandoned. It's not that they can't abandon it, but they don't make a point of focusing on abandoning the afflictions.
It's
like a chapayamara. Chapayamilani? Since you don't know what to do. The Bodhisattvas abandon the afflictions on the eighth ground, isn't it? So if we say that the afflictions are not the main object of abandonment of the Bodhisattva superiors from the first to the seventh ground, then this begets the question, what is then their object of abandonment, the main object, principal object of abandonment? So if you're asked this question, what are you going to say? So what is their principal object of abandonment? From the first to the up to the achievement of the eighth ground. What is the principal object of abandonment?
Anybody have answer? What? Somebody says subtle self-cherishing. Then? True existence. Then?
So, I guess if we say that the principal object of abandonment is the apprehension of true existence and the view of the transitory collection, they are the principal objects of abandonment and not attachment. It's clear that the attachment desire is not the main object of abandonment. For these bodhisattva superiors.
What in the ditsine? That's an issue. Saja, but toy into Gala, an issue. That Chabot to Sazan Pong to Kyore, Jazanta, Saja, an Yabakua, Chui Negabla, Kandis Yawalingre, Senata Yawaledi, Maripacha, Samig Lelatene, Yawalensi, Tapasasum Negabs Yawaledi, Maripacha, Samig Lelatene, Yawalabaris, Tisumba.
So the bodhisattvas abandon the afflictions on the eighth ground. So the bodhisattvas superiors, yeah, on the three pure grounds take rebirth due to uncontaminated karma and the levels of the predispositions of ignorance. From the first to the eighth ground, the bodhisattvas still need to depend on coarse exertion to take rebirth.
他做了过的吸毒过来，他做他们的店呢，他要来三十五个月的，他老婆刚刚做菜是做他们的那三年辛苦，就是他三百个来拿不起，他提了点的叫我联系送的吧，他不收什么。Course
exertion is exhausted on the achievement of the eighth ground. Then on the three pure grounds, the bodhisattvas still need to depend on subtle exertion, yeah, to take a rebirth, and that comes about so that the rebirth happens due to uncontaminated karma and the levels of the predisposition of ignorance.
What did she say? Chazata.
The bodhisattvas, the ordinary bodhisattvas, on the paths of accumulation and preparation, take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions.
What did they? Yeah, Malam Kikawal and Basse, Guerrepanata, Tashing to get in the Changes Sambatinzo, young caller Kawal Lambaina, and you call Leather Nimu Kawal and Badimare. The Kari Kawal and Basana, the Malam Ungi Kawal and Badesna. What in this song?
There's also taking rebirth through the force of prayers. For example, the bodhisattvas abiding in the pure lands take rebirth in cyclic existence due to the force of their prayers.
What in the Chazata? Take Ginseng Karasanata, Takbe Shimlata, that Tikbatin so you are mad, that you want to the Ayo and Tashin to King, Susu Joji, and you want your real Marsan. And the young Kapushtoa.
It is said that there is no negativity in the pure land. They do not possess. But do these bodhisattvas in the pure lands, do they possess afflictions or not? What do you think? Do they possess afflictions or not? Huh? Do they possess afflictions or not? The bodhisattvas in the pure lands, including ordinary bodhisattvas, they possess afflictions or not? The question wouldn't be asked if it was so easy to answer. So you say they have afflictions, yeah? So if they have afflictions, that means they will accumulate karma, isn't it? in the Pure Land, right? The Bodhisattvas, right? They accumulate fresh project. No? Huh?
Pervasion, manai, yawling is your best.
Pervasion or no pervasion, they take rebirth in cyclic existence, not? They can not. They can take rebirth in cyclic existence, not? Can or not?
So
are there bodhisattvas abiding in Pure Lands who take rebirth in cyclic existence due to the karma and afflictions?
No permission, so that you don't shiga.
Yeah, by saying no pervasion, you're basically saying there are, lah, right? There are such bodhisattvas who take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, right? Basically, you're saying that, right? No? So it is clear, you know, in the teachings they say that the bodhisattvas in abiding in Pure Lands, they take rebirth in cyclic existence due to the power of the prayers, not through the force of karma and afflictions. If the bodhisattvas in the Pure Lands do take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, in the first place, why do you want to go there? What's the point? What's the purpose of going to a Pure Land? So being in Pure Land is no different from somebody who is not in Pure Land, because somebody who is not in Pure Land has no control, isn't it? So if bodhisattvas abiding in Pure Lands take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, basically you're saying that they also have no control, they have no freedom whatsoever, isn't it? Right?
Huh?
Why is it that they can't come back as a bodhisattva? You mean you lose your status?
If, as Ken Rinpoche said, you know, what's the point of going to a Pure Land as a bodhisattva if you will take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, you know, what's the point of going to the Pure Land in the first place? So my proposal was that, you know, the whole idea of a bodhisattva going to a Pure Land, praying to go to a Pure Land, like Amitabha Pure Land, is because it is said that there, you know, you can quickly become enlightened by receiving teachings from Amitabha Buddha. So then you become a Buddha in a Pure Land, and then you come back to help sentient beings as a Buddha. So I'm not sure whether a bodhisattva will come back to cyclic existence as still being a bodhisattva, you know, whether he would come back as a Buddha. Otherwise, like Ken Rinpoche said, what's the point? If I'm bouncing up to Pure Land, I'm still bounced back down here, and I'm still a bodhisattva, you know? So there's no, in that sense, there's no benefit, you know, in those terms of going to the Pure Land. The only reason for going to the Pure Land is because I want to become enlightened quickly, quickly, quickly. That's my logic, if you can call it a logic.
Then, going by what you said, isn't the path to enlightenment quicker than if you are abiding in cyclic existence? It takes longer to be enlightened in the Pure Land, isn't it?
Is that so? Because I mean,
you don't think so?
Well, I thought like setting aside a tantric path. I'm not talking.
Isn't it the case that the Bodhisattva will achieve enlightenment quicker by staying by being in a samsaric environment, a world, rather than being in a Pure Land? The person in question is a Bodhisattva.
I'm not sure.
Did they want to come down? We want to go up, right? We change place, right? That's what they say, right?
Because then what about...
You have stronger renunciation but when you abide in a samsari environment. And due to the force of the stronger renunciation, the compassion generated is stronger.
I don't think that is necessarily the case.
There's more suffering here, isn't it? There's suffering here, right? There's more suffering here, no?
But you know, I think it would depend on the bodhisattva practitioner, you know, because everybody has a slightly different path and different inclination. So I'm wondering if...
So, basically, if you think about this, the people who go to Pure Lands are of dull faculties.
Oh, is that a statement of fact?
No, going by this way of thinking, this.
By my argument, is it? Is that a conclusion?
By the fact, there's stronger renunciation, right? If you don't see suffering, how you have renunciation? If you don't have renunciation, how do you have compassion? So those who are actually
but he's a bodhisattva, right? So we are talking about whether the bodhisattva is remaining in cyclic existence or choosing to go to Pure Land. But we are forgetting that he is already a bodhisattva. A bodhisattva who has already renounced self-cherishing. Yeah. By definition, as a bodhisattva, he has already renounced self-cherishing. He cherishes others on the basis of the recognition of the suffering of others. Yeah, and by recalling the kindness of others, which is why he wants to practice. So I'm not sure that whether it is the case that, you know, it is easier to practice here or in the Pure Lands. It depends on his mind, you know. He may decide, maybe for me as a practitioner, it's better if I go to the Pure Lands quickly, you know, and meet Amitabha and become enlightened and come back as a Buddha. Because otherwise, what's the purpose of Pure Land practice? I'm just wondering, I'm asking another question.
That's why you're saying it for the Tao faculty ones.
Okay. Is that a statement of fact that a Pure Land practice is only for practitioners of Tao faculties? That's my question. Because that is what I'm hearing now. You know, only dull faculted practitioners want to go and do Pure Land practice. Or am I misunderstanding this?
던다삼보 땅사 가르렸으나 던다기란 소바 융하에 쪼가르사나 탑싱이 때려나 산지에 교가르였으 니에스나 코에넬라 냐바이나 참수사가 코에넬라 냐바이나 산지에 교가르였으 나 쪼테레
Kia, the main point is this. What you are saying is you achieve enlightenment quicker up there. What Ken Rinpoche is saying here is that you achieve enlightenment quicker in the samsari environment. That's the difference in view.
Okay.
So which is better, you think?
For me personally, I think.
Which one will achieve enlightenment quicker? Which person, doesn't matter bodhisattva or not bodhisattva, which person achieve enlightenment faster?
I'm not sure. I'm no longer sure. But if Ken Rinpoche says you achieve enlightenment faster in cyclic existence, then must be the correct answer.
No, actually you are sure already. Actually you are sure already because you are saying going to Pure Land, so you are really taking the view.
Then pastor. That's the one. You're sure.
You are sure.
No, this is because this is what I've heard in the past, right? Otherwise, why have? I mean, no. In the sense that you know, people say, that's why, like, you know, we in Visak Day, Ken Rinpoche gives instructions on how to get to Pure Land. So why is people trying to go to Pure Land?
We have to check their level of faculty. You know?
Yeah,
I said that pastor in the Pure Land.
No, you didn't say that. But then I'm asking then what is the... I'm sidetracking slightly, but what is the purpose then of Pure Land practice? Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you know, if I can...
Self-cherishing.
No suffering, right? Yeah, we know there's no suffering there, lah. But
for ordinary you know, it's also to get... It's very clear.
What?
It's self-cherishing, lah. For ordinary folks, it's necessarily self-cherishing, isn't it?
Is it? Is
no,
that so?
Of course, man.
Okay. Because they're Dao faculted, right?
No. No faculty, actually.
Dao faculted. Yeah, so I'm not sure now, you know. I'm just saying maybe for different people, there might be different ways of getting enlightened.
What was the original, the point? I mean, what were you trying to...
No, the original point was Ken Rinpoche is saying some statement about, do you create karma? You know, when the bodhisattva comes down from the pure ground, pure land, does he take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions?
Do they have karma and afflictions now? Do they have afflictions now?
But that was not the question I was answering. That was someone else's comment. If it is an ordinary bodhisattva...
Okay, you're going to say yes, right?
If it's an ordinary bodhisattva, I would have to say yes, law.
Yeah, not extraordinary, ordinary.
Yeah, okay. Ordinary bopien, but bodhisattva superior on the eighth ground, no afflictions.
So you say yes,
If it's ordinary bodhisattva.
You say yes, Okay. You say yes, Okay.
Now. You wait. Now already.
It is stated clearly that there is no true suffering in the Pure Land. And I guess probably you have to say that they don't have true origins.
He's ordinary bodhisattva.
Yeah. Ordinary or not,
What happened? Dongal
dambai na di pena tangshin de jiao lin dongal na di su bong di na dongal dambai yin lam korwa.
So if you say that the people in Pure Land have true suffering, if they have true suffering, it follows that their aggregates, the body, for example, whatever body they have, is necessarily true suffering, isn't it? You have to say, right?
Agreed.
So if it is true suffering, it is in the nature of suffering. If it is in the nature of suffering, then it follows that there's no difference between the bodies of those people in Pure Land and our body, and the bodies that we have, right?
Agree.
So there's no true suffering, yeah? Right?
어, 도대체 다 최신해지나? 다 동화대 맞게 버렸다. 최신해지나? 아. 개발입니다. 당신이 도야 되는데 개발입니다. 단도 대할 때는 조가로 왔다. 당신도 나 동화 총에서 가서네요. 주체라. 이중계 가가로 왔다.
So as a practitioner, there's no, it doesn't make a big difference going to Pure Land, isn't it? In fact, there's no suffering there, right? So there's suffering here in a samsaric environment because there's suffering here, and there's greater suffering. There's no suffering up there. There's suffering here, and there's a lot of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Renunciation will be generated quicker, isn't it?
But he has
already. It's more difficult to generate renunciation there.
Granted, but he's not going to Pure Land as an ordinary practitioner. He is going as a bodhisattva. So then, I have a question. How does a bodhisattva end up in a Pure Land? Because I thought the bodhisattva is practicing for full enlightenment. So something, if the argument is that it is better for him to practice in samsara and it's a faster way of becoming fully enlightened in samsara, how come this poor bodhisattva ended up in a Pure Land? You know, is it the way he dedicated his prayers? Something went wrong, you know, that he ended up in Pure Land where him being able to gain full enlightenment for the benefit of others is going to be delayed. Because this is what I'm hearing, yeah? This is what I am getting from this discussion.
It is clear that there are ordinary beings, non-bodhisattvas, who take rebirth in Pure Lands, of course.
Yes.
But it is also clear that there are ordinary bodhisattvas who take rebirth in Pure Lands. That is also clear.
아, 그래. 다 대치도 가나? 다 전주선바 잉해지기 아니 당신은 가르치는 게 원래 그 알았어. 다 대치 원래 그 알았어. 그래.
So, if there are ordinary bodhisattvas who take rebirth in Pure Land, then we need to ask the question, by what you did. Why on earth did they end up in the Pure Land? Why did they go to the Pure Land?
자상 다 당신이 깨워라 뭐는 쉬웠다고 해야지 다 근데 뭐는 답지 당신이 깨워라 두 번 쇼트하고 거기 와래 아니 뭐는 데리고 거기 와래 아 당신이 일을 치고 거기 와래 근데 신이 깨워라 해서마다 나가서야 거기 줘야 돼 기미도 와
To take rebirth in a Pure Land, you need a very strong yearning to be born in the Pure Land, number one. And based on that, you need to make very strong aspirational prayers. And then, maybe you end up there. So, you don't end up there by accident. Oh, what am I doing here? No?
Noted, exactly my point then.
So, the point is by intention.
Right.
Full intention.
Right.
Right.
Correct, oh. I accept that.
You accept that?
Yeah.
독신이. 다 대체도 가나 다 코알랜나 산제 교가래 당신 때는 산제 링아인도 아니 전주서부터 당신은 가르친 누구 알았어?
So it is quicker to achieve enlightenment in a place of samsara than to achieve enlightenment in Pure Land. So then why do bodhisattvas want to go to Pure Land?
Exactly, that's my question.
But they go, yeah.
They end up because they aspire, right?
Yeah,
they make strong prayers, right?
Yeah. So.
So why? We're going around in circles, Ken Rinpoche, because that was your question back to us, you know, why you want to be a bodhisattva in Pure Land? You're gonna...
다 동화를 직시 집에 옮겨내도 왔다. 삼단은 다 동화를 직시.
If you think about it,
집에 동화, 그의 동화를 직시 누구야로?
If you think about it, these bodhisattvas who go to the Pure Land because of what? They fear what? They fear suffering. Right?
Mm.
They fear, right?
Really?
A bit like self-cherishing.
But no self-cherishing as a bodhisattva.
They fear, yeah? They are scared, isn't it? They are afraid of sufferings of cyclic existence.
Okay.
So what is the implication?
They chickened out.
Huh?
The implication is that they chickened out. Basically, I mean, for want of a better way of putting it.
Chicken out of what?
Of working for what? The benefit
chicken?
Of a... Chicken out. It's
chicken.
A...
Chicken as well.
It's a way of saying that they got scared, you know? So instead of saying, oh, you know, instead of thinking I'm going to remain in samsara no matter what
you
happened...
You are saying they gave up bodhicitta, you're saying that?
No, I think not giving up bodhicitta, but
no,
like
no,
Ken
chicken
Rinpoche.
Out. Chicken out means
no.
That.
But Ken Rinpoche said they got scared, you see. So
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah,
say scared means
say
chicken out lah.
Chicken out, yeah. Chicken out of what? Scared of what?
Scared of the hard work involved. I mean, even Chen Rezik got scared, you know. So it's not a big deal feeling scared, yeah.
I don't believe that story anyway.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, I can only go by the traditional story, you know. So there was some, it is natural, you know, to feel that level of fear. So in that sense, it sounds like they lost that courage to work for sentient beings. They lost the courage. Doesn't mean they gave up, but they realized how hard it's going to be. So they got scared and they prayed to go to Pure Land instead. Is that what Ken Rinpoche is saying?
They are scared, but they still want to work for sentient beings.
I hope so. Yeah. Because they're still bodhisattvas, right? Because they're in Pure Land, they are still bodhisattvas, which means by definition as a bodhisattva, they're still working for the benefit of sentient beings. And maybe going to a Pure Land might be an easier way of becoming enlightened for the benefit of sentient beings.
Probably the bodhisattvas who pray to go to the Pure Lands and who end up in the Pure Lands are the ones who are afraid of being sucked into the sufferings of cyclic existence, yeah, and then coming under the control of karma and afflictions. Yeah. So they are afraid of that, is it? So they pray to go to the Pure Lands, and I guess their goal still remains the same, to achieve enlightenment, right?
Okay, I have another related question to this, Ken Rinpoche, because I'm wondering whether they could end up in the Pure Land not necessarily because they pray for it, but because of the power of their practice. Now, the reason I'm saying this is I'm just recalling a story. I think it was Potawa, you know, who's one of the composers of these mind training texts. And I may have remembered the story incorrectly, but apparently it was said that he prayed, you know, day and night, you know, please let me go to the hell realms to rescue these hell beings. And when he was passing away, he complained to his attendant as he was dying, you know. He said, I prayed so hard my entire life to go to the hell realms to help hell beings. But all I can see now are the Dakas and Dakinis around me. By the sheer power of his bodhicitta and his practice.
So prayers don't work?
No. I'm not saying, well, in that sense, because of the... positive nature of his actions and his thoughts. You know, although he prayed and prayed and prayed, and I mean, his prayers must be extremely powerful to go to the hell realms. The story I remember reading was that, you know, the vision he had when he was dying was all the Dakas and Dakinis coming to bring him somewhere, presumably to a pure land. So I'm just wondering whether that's another way of ending up in the pure land, you know, not really praying for it, but because of certain practice that you do, you automatically end up in the pure land.
Internal transfer.
I'm just thinking of that story now. I'm not sure whether it relates to this discussion we're having here now.
I don't know. Huh? Double.
So we still haven't sorted out which is faster, right?
Not only the speed, but the purpose of going to a pure land for a bodhisattva. For a bodhisattva to actively make prayers to go to the pure land.
I thought we sorted it out.
No, but why? So you said got scared, right? Then my rebuttal to that is then what happens in the case of, the great Putawa who made this story with Putawa, you know? Because he didn't pray for that.
I don't know. Huh? 다야, 내 유축을 그러. 배는 갔소래. 배는 단단히 세보도 왔던다. 오바메기 당신이 깨라야. 다 오바메기 아니 지금 일하지에 당신 일하지에 아니 두번 세지 먹고해 지지금 두번 거해 다 내 수송도 와. 다 소수주 내가 봐. 다 당신도 할 때 내가 그랬어. 다 세보도 와.
It's stated very clearly in the teachings that for ordinary folks to be reborn in Amitabha's Pure Land, you need to do a couple of things. You need to have single-pointed yearning to go there. You must want it so badly. That's about the main thing in life. Then you bring to mind over and over again Amitabha, Buddha, and his Pure Land. Right?
어떻게 해야 돼? 말로 양해 안 됐다고 해. 어디래?
And you need to make aspirational prayers to go there, you know, over and over again.
어떻게 해서 그래? 단단한데 루지든 저야 잠들어 해고 건전이한 섬도 단식도 다 조조 루지가도 조조 보기다 배나 가라서. 전주의 심기 반영성에 다 대대적으로 전주의 심 떡초미 기회 떡이 아니 예수도 마이게기 뭐 되게 반영시에 걸려야 그 당신이 깨발을 내게 유기를 받듯이 간대이나 뭐 그래 나 전주의 심기 반영시도 안 되는 것도 다 소소히 님 떡치던 기회 떡이 아니 마음도 마시 솜 유도 정체 당신도 깨 내게 한 지 내게 한 조조 전주의 심기 반영시에 대단 재능 그래서 그
And oh yeah, there are these accounts, like the account of that account that you spoke of. Yeah. But what I think is that these accounts are spoken of in the context of the benefits of generating bodhicitta. So, you know, it just shows, you know, illustrates, you know, how beneficial generating bodhicitta is. So, the stronger the bodhicitta, the more merit you accumulate. And likewise, you're not, the stronger your bodhicitta, the further away you get from the lower realms, isn't it? You're not going to end up in the lower realms, no way. And because of the vast accumulation of merit, you know, then, you know, that could then result in a rebirth in the Pure Land. And as with historical accounts, yeah, all these accounts that you find in the teachings, many a times these accounts goes against the general trend of things or the general structure of things. A lot of times you'll find like this.
So yeah,
there are many of such examples that go against the general trend of general structure of things. And if they do occur, it's something that we need to think about. But generally speaking, for an ordinary person, an ordinary folk, ordinary, in order to be born in a pure land, the prerequisites must come together.
In
Vasubandhu's Abhidhamma Kosha, or the Treasury of Manifest Knowledge, it is stated that one achieves the path of seeing for the very first time on the basis of a desire realm
body. Yes.
I'm not sure whether this particular position is necessarily just a assertion of Hinayana tenets or not, although Abhidhamma Kosha generally is a text of the Hinayana tenets, right? But anyway, this is what it is said. Why? Because in order to generate the path of seeing for the very first time, you need very strong renunciation. In order to generate the path of seeing for the very first time in one's whole existence since beginningless life, I mean the very first time initially, one needs very strong renunciation. So as such, it is said that the initial achievement of the path of seeing must be accomplished on the basis of a desire realm rebirth. A desire realm body.
Choso 다 수동 수명이 되나 아니 저서 서두께요 말해 가르쳐서 도움 서두께 두고 말했어 어디 있으면 소원하다 저 전부 전주 요하랬어 감고매들 게 요하랬어 저서 전주 깨두고 말했어 윤세권이 누구나 저서도 도움이 된지 말했어 어디 되십니까 전화가 쓰고래
It is also clear, mentioned clearly in the Abhidhamma Kosha, the Treasury Manifest Knowledge, that when one is already on the SMQ, the supreme mundane, the level of supreme mundane quality of the path of preparation, that individual does not pray or does not want to go or will not go, won't take rebirth in the form or formless realm. Because the transition from the level of the supreme mundane qualities of the path of preparation onto the path of preparation is within one meditative equipoise. Yeah? Path of seeing, what did I say? Oh yeah, path of seeing. Yeah. You know, the transition, right? So, yes, it's within one meditative equipoise, yeah. But prior to that, on the, what's the level before that? Forbearance, I think. And then before that, there is a peak and heat, right? Anyway, on those initial levels of the path of preparation, there's individuals who do take rebirth in the form and formless realms. So if you put all this together, then does it mean that the people up there in the Pure Lands who are not superiors yet, do they have to take rebirth in the desire realm before they can achieve the path of seeing for the first time?
Yes.
Because
yes.
There's not much disenchantment with cyclic existence up there anyway.
Noted.
So does that mean? So that's the question.
어디로? 다 뒤에 더블이자와 냉국이나 아니 당신 때 코로나 산재 미도가, 봐 당신 코로나 때나 산재 미도가 뒤에 이마이나 돌랑 돌 더블이자와 냉국이나 당신 코로나 때네 돌랑 돌 미도가.
If you say yes, you understand what is the implication. It follows that you cannot achieve enlightenment in the Pure Land. There's no achieving of enlightenment when you're in the Pure Land because you still have to get a rebirth in the desire realm, isn't it? Then?
어디시도 가면 다 가래이나 다 뒤에 요구도 맞다 저 나는 세부신이 요래 그러고 다 뒤에 한고 대명이 죽대 옹주스는 세계나니 한모 그러고 다 가서 말인다 다 시수 담이랭으로 당신도 계산은 아니 코어를 겨우 짠이 랭고고 말해 된다고서 사인지 두근에 승해 요래 잡아가시 그러고 아니시 가시기야 다다 엄마 죽이 쿵디 당시 아니 녀버도 맞자고 랭고 그랬으니요 집에 쉬어서 니용구도 와드려
So as such there are two views One view quoting what Vasubandhu said in his Treasury of Manifest Knowledge by quoting that there's a position that you cannot achieve enlightenment in the Pure Land. There are other masters who say that once you get to Pure Land, or some Pure Land at least, there's a done deal. You'll definitely achieve enlightenment there.
Lareng kuala ta nyata nyungu ko ongi jawa leng yamares. Ko tashin de la kieta tu ka na an dunga. 배는 뒷바닥 동아든 좀 몇 번 차기 하래 땡겨뜨기다 몇 번 차를 두거나 날아야다 내다니면 그 과거 내세도 영화래스.
So there's a position that when you take rebirth in a pure land, because of the power of the basis, the rebirth, the kind of rebirth you have. You have no negativity and suffering, and you will never have to take rebirth in cyclic existence again due to the force of karma and afflictions. So in the commentary on the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, it is said that for the beings in Amitabha's Pure Land to take rebirth and cyclic existence, it can only happen due to the force of prayers. Only. And of course, the people who are in pure lands who do actually make strong prayers to be born in cyclic existence are probably bodhisattvas. Because only they have the courage to aspire to that and to work for sentient beings, isn't it? No contradiction.
But Ken Rinpoche, earlier you mentioned, if I got it correctly, that one of the reasons that bodhisattvas end up in the Pure Land is because they got scared of the suffering in cyclic existence, and they thought, okay, at least if I go to Pure Land, I can become enlightened there, or something like that. But here, now we are saying that the bodhisattvas who are likely to make strong prayers to return to cyclic existence...
They cannot upgrade, is it basically you're saying?
No, I'm just clarifying, please. I'm sorry, Ken Rinpoche, did I mishear you? No, because I heard the bodhisattvas, Venerable. Yeah.
No, there are bodhisattvas who pray to go to Pure Land and end up being in Pure Land. And
make strong prayers to return, right?
No, then Ken Rinpoche is saying that there are people who in Pure Lands who do pray to come back to cyclic existence.
Okay.
And who are these people?
Probably likely to be bodhisattvas.
Has to be, lah.
Yeah. So...
There's still not a problem. You're saying there's a problem, right?
No, I'm just trying to clarify how come, you know, they went up there because they were so scared of the suffering of cyclic existence, but now, you know, they are actually making strong prayers to come back, you know? Is it because of the power of the practice that they were doing in Pure Land? There must be a reason that the mind somehow got less scared.
Amitabha say, go back. What are you doing here, no?
You get where I'm coming from, Ken Rinpoche? Because that something must have happened to this bodhisattva who got scared and went up to the Pure Land. So now the next question is, what happens to this bodhisattva who... You know, he got a little terrified and he prayed to go to Pure Land. So what happened, what transformed this bodhisattva in the Pure Land? What actually happens to this bodhisattva's practice in the Pure Land? He doesn't have suffering, he doesn't have afflictions, he doesn't have karma now, and he can make strong prayers to come back. So something must have transformed his practice up in Pure Land.
Then after you answer this question, then there will be a next question. How long do you? How long will you take?
他的米线当时独立起来的，他说帮我们写起，当时的起点啊，也他说是那个西格，我们就独立起来了。
We are having a, we are just having a discussion of the possibilities. We are not saying that it is for sure like this or like that. For sure, 100%. We have to go there and find out.
他今天教。
It is stated clearly that there are people up there who pray to come down. And they take rebirth in cyclical existence due to the power of prayers. That's clear. That's clear, okay? So, it is clear also that those who go up are doing out of fear. So, but there are people who are coming down. So, of course, then the question is, why are they coming down, right? It is not possible to make prayers when you're up there, to come down here when you don't have courage, when you don't have strong motivation, you don't have strong compassion. No way. No way. No way. Those people who don't have strong courage and compassion wouldn't be aspiring even in the first place.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
어 되게 딱 간대실래 말했어. 나 가는 섬다. 섬도다에 김도. 나 두고 섬다도라. 나 산게 봐라. 타베신도 동안에 와서 산게 봐라. 좀 보고래지. 차자 코에 내는 동안 망부지고 통도 가라. 나 산게 유로시 동시. 나 저주 쓰는 숙제 용해. 네 중에는 숙제 용해. 저주 쓰면은 숙제 용해. 또 동안에 나와다 체인도 가라. 아 대대기 산지불로 유로통 아니 당신들로 산지불로 주정화통 다 대대기 유금에도 다 돌리는 거
So if we ponder about this, right? What alternative, what answer could that be, other than they see that it takes a longer time to achieve enlightenment out there? What answer could that be? They see that by taking rebirth in the samsara environment, their disenchantment is samsara is stronger, bodhicitta is stronger, and if that is stronger, you achieve enlightenment quicker, isn't it?
Oh, today so today 내가 이제 통제 밥 먹는 때부터 이제 거라 제가 내 먹는 때에 today 조금만 더 섬겨 다 뭐 어떻게?
So anyway, this is what I think. It's the reason for them making the prayers to be born out of, or to get out of Pure Land. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Karen Boche. That makes sense to me. Thank you.
So now you accept that it is quicker to achieve enlightenment here and not up there, right? Making the wrong prayers.
Hello, yeah. Okay. For this same back to the same question. So for those ordinary bodhisattvas.
Same question here, why you ask?
different aspect. Different aspect. For those ordinary bodhisattvas from the Pure Land. So they pray to take rebirth here, cyclic existence. So when it happened, what kind of aggregate do they have? Because it is not due to karma and delusion. So I'm just wondering, what kind of aggregate is that? It is not mental body. It is not, you know, through suffering. Then what actually, what kind of aggregate is that? Yeah.
What do you think?
Something neither, but I don't know what is that.
good question. Anybody can answer? Yeah. Yeah. All the scholar, please come and answer.
So from
this question is good.
Having no true suffering to having suffering, right?
Anybody?
So the second question is, when you come back from Pure Land to this samsara, what kind of body you have? Human body. You talk about man and woman. Human. And then you come here, see, didn't hear it. What? Human body.
True suffering?
Just now, Kanabaji already said that at the heat, at the peak stage, they will take rebirth as a form and formless strength.
So
they'll have a body as a form or the formless. Until you reach the stage of supreme mundane quality, in the same meditative equipoise, you achieve the path of seeing, then you got the mental body after that. So there are different stages, depending on which stage you are in.
Ordinary bodhisattva who prays to come back here.
From the Pure Land. He's talking about from the Pure Land.
Oh, not in the Pure Land.
So, is the body of the bodhisattva who has taken rebirth in this world from the Pure Land a true suffering? Like us now. Not fully qualified true suffering. Wow. This is not a truly fully qualified true suffering.
Half qualified. Half qualified.
So how?
The Yiki Rashi Luni Sigmarwa.
It's not a mental body, right?
It's not a mental body because it's not, you say, an ordinary bodhisattva, and the mental body only happens on 8th,
9th,
and 10th
ground.
You get mental body on the first ground. Mental body at first ground. Okay, learn something new. Thank you.
Anything before that is not called mental body, it's called mental already.
No, could it be like, because they say like certain of our teachers, they come down from the Pure Land to help us, but they manifest experiencing illness, aging. That's why I say it's not a fully qualified true suffering body, but it looks like...
So you also manifest in care of them?
No
qualms about bodhisattva superiors. Yeah, I mean, that's quite obvious. We are talking about ordinary bodhisattvas in the Pure Land who end up in the desire realm. Yeah, and then what kind of body do they have? Is it true suffering or not? Just answer yes or no.
How come you come here then sit down? You come all the way here to ask something. See, you come here, you forgot. So.
Actually, I got another question.
The body of this individual is not a mental body, right? No way, eh? So, what other options have you got left? What other options? What other options? True suffering, right?
No options.
Okay. But if you say if you say it is true suffering, then it opens up another can of worms. What are the implications? What are the worms? Huh? Yeah, what is the fallacy, the absurd consequence? Well, the implication is that if you say that the body of this individual who has just come from the Pure Land, in the case of ordinary bodhisattva, is a true suffering, then that must be a result of karma and afflictions, right? True suffering is a result of karma and afflictions, right? Then it then follows that there is truth, there is karma and afflictions in the continuum of that person in the Pure Land, right?
Let me see. I don't know why we're talking. Huh? What we are talking?
So the bodhisattvas in the Pure Lands already enlightened, they don't have defilements, they don't have obscurations? So you're saying that we are saying that there's no karma and afflictions, right?
But in the first place, there wasn't any explanation how an ordinary person ended up in a Pure Land, or an ordinary bodhisattva ending up in a Pure Land, does not possess karma and afflictions in the first place. He did not practice abandoning these, yet when he ended up in a Pure Land, automatically his karma and afflictions disappeared. So it's not logical to me.
We don't say that their afflictions and karma has been abandoned, but it is stopped through the force of the power of the place. Power object, power of the place. That's what the text says. That's what's mentioned in the teachings, that the afflictions there, the afflictions of the person in the Pure Land are stopped just by virtue of the power of the Pure Land, the power of the place.
So that means they still can be in possession of karma and afflictions.
Yeah, it's not abandoned.
So therefore, when they come back, those karma and afflictions manifest as a true suffering.
It
doesn't manifest in the Pure Land.
Not manifest in Pure Land, but manifest back here in the samsara.
If it doesn't manifest, then how to take rebirth?
It is stopped, right? But it's still in possession of karma and afflictions. So somewhere in the continuum, they possess karma and afflictions in the continuum.
True suffering.
If you think about the 12 links of dependent origination, in order to get true suffering, the three actualizing factors must be present: craving, grasping, potential existence. Actualizing factors. If they are not present, if they are not manifest, you can't actualize the result, right? So if the actualizing factors are not manifest, then the actualizing karma does not come into being, then you cannot then have this result, isn't it?
So they possess these actualizing factors in the continuum, do they? While in the Pure Land, well, even though it is stopped, but do they possess these actualizing factors? So at the time of death, these actualizing factors, perhaps due to the power of man,
cannot manifest in the Pure Land.
Yeah, that if they cannot manifest in the Pure Land, there's no way they can take rebirth in back in Sankhya existence. The same reason applies.
So that's why they say it is that rebirth from the Pure Land into Sankhya existence is not due to the force of karma and afflictions.
So then the question begets back to this again, you know.
So basically what we are trying to ascertain whether the rebirth from the Pure Land, let's say down to our desire realm, for example, whether it is due to karma or afflictions.
It's very clear it's not how due to karma and afflictions. So
if it is not due to karma and afflictions, you have only one answer left. It is due to the power of prayers.
So there is a body that is formed due to power of prayers. This is first time that we are hearing this.
That's why we have that qualm. If you take rebirth from the Pure Land, then you become a human being. So the question is that body that you have, the human body, is it true suffering or not? What are you going to say? Now you say no.
You mean it is a true suffering due to prayer? He prayed that I want to have true suffering. That's the only way. Because cannot manifest, then how? You have to pray, right? I mean, I don't know what the possibility.
Of course, your prayer take on the suffering of sentient beings.
Then possible.
No, I'm just joking. Why is the body mind complex that we have? Why is it called contaminated aggregates? Contaminated appropriated aggregates, why? The only reason being, it is because it is a result of karma and afflictions. Due to karma and afflictions, and that's why it is called a body, a suffering body, a suffering aggregates, right? So, if the rebirth from the Pure Land, you know, if you take rebirth as a human being from the Pure Land, that rebirth is not due to the force of karma and afflictions. That rebirth is due to the force of prayers. Then you have to then say that this body is not true suffering.
That's exactly what I thought.
If you had said it earlier, much more convincing. Now is it not only not convincing, it is.
I'm just joking. But actually, what crossed my mind is like, when Rinpoche's take rebirth, are those bodies true suffering? So I think it's not.
If your guru in question, if the guru you are talking about in question is in reality your Buddha, no need to talk. Or if it's in reality a Bodhisattva superior, then of course also no need to say it's due to karma and afflictions, right? But here what we are saying is if the person in question is an ordinary person, not a superior.
Correct. Yeah.
제가 퍼센트에서 나눴습니다. 섬신도 껴안래배. 아니, 두루땡쟁이 장세 박박하시니 주신 주여래. 섬신도 껴안래배 두루땡쟁이 장세 박박하니 두루땡쟁이란 것도 두루 말했어. 두루 남바쟁이란 것도 두루 말했어. 그 동아리 풍보 통대기 할 때 동아리 풍보 여 말했어.
So, it's mentioned in the in the teachings on the stages of clear realizations, right? I mean, literally, Pachina, the perfection of wisdom literature, that Bodhisattva superiors do take on an animal body, but it is in an aspect of animal body. It is not an actual animal body.
동할 때만 말해라고 왔다는데 류디단 동할 때문에 남바친지를 모두 동할 때만 말했어. 두들류 말했으니까 세부도 왔다. 바꿔도 그냥 말해. 나도 좀다 소속이 오든 가르치고 그랬어요.
I mean, of course, this is the case for Bodhisattva superiors, right? I mean, they take on the aspect of a human, because a body of an animal, but that is not an actual animal body, right? It only has an aspect, right? But that is fine for Bodhisattva superior, right? But can we extend this line of reasoning or this way of explaining for ordinary beings? That's the question.
Oh, today is that the pena that did it pena. Sutemas, maybe you sing it, Naya Sutema, Gaya Sutema said, you would have done that. That is Sutemas and you would have done that. So, Otako, the nation was a torn about the talent to my own barista. Papa do you mind? Sanja do you mind? Turn it to my own. 먼저 나도 다 대남 맛있는 게 여러분 전화 통화 여러분서 이 말씀
So like in the teachings on correctly devoting to the virtuous friend, yeah, they say that from your side you have to look at like the virtuous friend is not sick, but is showing the aspect of being sick, showing the aspect of this and that, showing a lot of aspects, right? So in reality, it's not sick, but looks like sick, right?
되네. 그래서 다 바꿔당 산재이나 다 도박이야마 다 수수교이나 나의 출퇴발을 나요 말이야 나 고려와 나기와
If the individual in question is really a Buddha or Bodhisattva superior, then there is meaning to say that they are showing aspect, you know. But you cannot say that the ordinary being is showing aspect, you know. If the person is an ordinary being, it has no meaning to say they're showing ordinary aspect. This is not showing ordinary aspect of being sick. It's really sick. They're dying. They're sick.
They're sick.
In the Buddha's life story, he was born, then he aged, and then he passed away, right? It's clear, right? But then from the Mahayana perspective, it is said that the Buddha did not die, but manifested passing away, right?
Can I just ask a quick one before 9:30? Rinpoche, what I heard about Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land is that they pray to be born in our world because we have the aggregates of a human body which makes it easy to practice Tantra and achieve enlightenment in one lifetime. I have actually not heard of it, them praying to be reborn because it's easier to develop renunciation quicker. The reason could be because if, in order for them to be reborn as Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land, they would have already developed bodhicitta, which means that they would have already developed renunciation before that. So why would they still want to pray to be reborn here to develop renunciation in a quicker way?
You should have a 그냥 곧 누가 치중이 잡을 또 와.
there is a difference in the strength of their renunciation and compassion. There will be a difference in the strength of those minds generated, isn't it?
산제 잡아도 아니 그래 샤제 투바니 아니 샤제 투바 니라 산제 버렸어 티 칼스나 다 닌제 슈크 쉐키베 토키다 니라 산제 버렸어 다 로슈나티도 소 니가 전주서 뭐 찍어야 되네 다 투바 좀 된 얘기다 전주 셈기 닌도 쳇 다 누가 쳇 어디 되게 산 니라 잡아 버렸어
Shakyamuni Buddha and Maitreya Buddha, prior to achieving enlightenment, were both bodhisattvas, of course, right? But who achieved enlightenment earlier? Shakyamuni Buddha. Why? Because it was said that his compassion was stronger.
So
Shakyamuni Buddha achieved enlightenment earlier than Maitreya Buddha. But who, when both of them were bodhisattvas, who became a bodhisattva first? Was Maitreya. Maitreya generated bodhicitta much earlier, much way before Shakyamuni Buddha. But in the end, Shakyamuni Buddha achieved enlightenment earlier than Maitreya Buddha. So that happened because of the strength of bodhicitta that Shakyamuni Buddha generated while he was on the path. So the point here is that there is a difference in the strength of the renunciation and bodhicitta, yeah, in the minds of the person who is in the Pure Land and in the minds of the person who is in this world, for example. And because of the difference, then there is a difference in the strength of bodhicitta and therefore the speed of achieving enlightenment.
Okay. So you must pray to be born as a human and also pray to meet a hungry tiger.
Huh? What? Yeah. There's no need to pray, but just go to Mandai la. It happened, right? This guy fell into the enclosure and then got eaten by the white tiger. That was the last year, right? No need to pray.
Okay, so whatever we discuss today is not my final answer. Okay, we're just getting some discussion, that's all. Okay, get more idea. You can think more. I don't know what exact answer I don't have. But it's good to think more. Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Okay, so she...